So what's the problem?
The problem is not our boys. The problem is the conditions we put these boys in that allow many of them get turned off to learning and get drawn to the streets and to other negative activities.
Dr. Pedro Noguera is a professor of sociology at New York University. On behalf of the Schott Foundation, Dr. Noguera and others took data from all 50 states to examine patterns related to the black male graduation rate. Dr. Noguera says black boys stand out because they're overrepresented in areas associated with being at risk.
So from who's being punished and suspended, to who's in special education, to who's in remedial classes, and they are also underrepresented in all of the categories you associate with success.
Noguera wants to reverse that trend.
We need to focus on creating positive learning environments that support the development of boys and young men.
So what's the solution?
Supporting children, ensuring that they stay in school, and that they achieve in life. We believe that every child should have a one-on-one mentorship.
Frank Brown is the newly named executive director of Communities and Schools of Atlanta. He says a main model of CIS is to go into schools and identify those students that are at risk. But there's another component, says Brown.
We do parental support things. We connect parents to resources, whether it's us giving them money to keep their lights on, whether it's us connecting them to the mental health services or the health services. So we literally are handling everything that the school just doesn't have time to.
But CIS is not in every school, and Frank Brown remains hopeful that services and resources will expand further than the current 16,000 students the organization is helping, and that includes a continued focus on African-American boys. Rose Scott, WABE News.